6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%, vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
So far, I've been pretty bearish on the market for legacy Kentucky distilleries, but I just found this graph with some industry statistics that indicate that the bourbon market is absolutely doomed. Yeah. Is the graph accurate? If you want to find out, then stick around.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into the world-famous Bourbon Real Talk studios. We're here to bring you all the good news and bad news sometimes about the bourbon industry and also just to connect. And it's about much deeper mission, which you'll hear about here at the end of the show. But first, we can't do anything before we thank our patrons who make all this possible. Those names you see on the screen right now are all of those top-tier patrons who have donated and given to the mission of our channel here. And it's not a one-way street over there. So if you want to find out some of the perks of being a Patreon, then stick around to the end of the video as well. We will give you all the details.
Yes. And literally, I've run the numbers recently, and I would not be able to have Wes on the show or producing the podcast without Patreon support. And just so you know, Wes has moved more into a ministry role in his life. And this is one of the streams of income that makes that possible. Thank you very much to all of you patrons out there.
So
let's talk about this graph.
This is scary stuff.
It is very scary. Let me start off by saying that when I saw this graph, I looked at it, I analyzed the data, I built a spreadsheet, I ran some numbers, and I went to Lindsay and I said, everything is effed. We have to sell our interest in the Prideful Goat.
Yeah.
We need to plan for basically the shutdown of everything that we've got going on in the whiskey world. This information is catastrophic. So when you look at this graph, it was put together by an organization called Whiskey Decision, and it was emailed to me. And basically what it shows is the total whiskey produced versus the total whiskey bottled for domestic consumption. And all this information comes from TTB filings. So when you are a producer and you have a DSP license, you have special software that tracks all of the whiskey that you produce and all the whiskey that you're bottling. And all of that information gets reported to the government, and there are organizations out there that compile that data. And before anybody gets confused, this information is in proof gallons, so it's adjusted for different proofs. So it's not like the, you know, production whiskey gallons are a different measurement than the bottling whiskey gallons, because the production whiskey is at 140 or whatever, and the bottling whiskey is at 92. All of that's been adjusted for. So
now, what about the time frame? Like, where are they anticipating this graph and the gallons produced being based on what kind of time frame from now?
Yeah, so that's one of the interesting things, right? Because when you are bottling whiskey, you have all your recent sales and depletion data.
Okay.
And the moment that you decide that you're going to make a batch and you start pulling whiskey out of your bonded warehouse, mm-hmm. the excise taxes become due. And once you dump a whiskey, obviously, it is no longer aging. Mm-hmm. And we all know that an 8-year-old whiskey is worth less than a 10-year-old whiskey. And for all of these reasons, nobody really wants to bottle whiskey before they know they have consumers for it.
Yeah.
But they don't have that luxury when they're distilling whiskey because they know that that whiskey is going to be aged somewhere on average between 6 and 23 years. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to predict what the demand is going to be to 23 years from now. So on one hand, we have really solid data that we are unlikely to make a mistake on how mm-hmm. much we need to bottle. And on the other hand, we are using a lot of projections.
Right.
And so that's what we're looking at, the top and bottom of this scale.
Yeah.
So once you take that into consideration, we know that we have very accurate data for consumer demand mm-hmm. today mm-hmm. through the bottling numbers. And we have inaccurate data about consumer demand in the future through the production numbers.
Right.
Okay. And so basically what this report indicates is that they have produced, they've been producing way more whiskey than there is demand for.
Yeah.
Way more. In fact, it got up to as high as 3.6x wow. the amount of whiskey that they have demand for.
Now, how's this ever happened? Is this like a typical thing, or has this ever happened before?
It has. And so if you are a student of whiskey history, we talk about the whiskey dark ages all of the time.
Yeah.
But what there was one individual that was primarily responsible for creating that. Okay. Oh, really? And the impact of it started around 1964, 1965, and it ran all the way through about 2000. So it took about 35 years to work really? Our way out of this problem.
I didn't know it lasted that long.
And I don't exactly know how to say his name, but I think it's Rosenstiel, it's Louis Rosenstiel, who was the head of Schenley Distiller Corporation. And the bourbon world had had a couple of explosions of demand that the distilleries weren't ready for. Mm-hmm. One was caused by the end of Prohibition. No one could have done anything to prevent the demand shortage there. Mm-hmm. One was caused by World War II because a lot of the production got switched over to the war effort. And this individual, Rosenstiel, anticipated a huge boost in demand after the Korean War. And so he started firing up all of the stills that Schenley owned wow. and laying down tons of whiskey. And he made, according to reports that I found, an extra 637 million gallons of whiskey beyond current demand in anticipation of this big influx.
And that's okay? what wrecked it, huh?
And well, it wasn't just that, because other people were also increasing and increased the demand, not nearly as much as Schenley. But Schenley's surplus only represented about 2/3 of what had been made. And so in reality, all of the distilleries together, most of it Schenley, had made about 950 million extra gallons of whiskey. So when I saw that 950 million gallons was enough to create the Bourbon Dark Ages,
yeah.
I took all the data from this chart and I loaded it into a spreadsheet and I ran out the projections, and it looked like that the bourbon industry was going to have an extra 950 million gallons worth of whiskey.
Wow, what a coincidence.
By the end of 2025.
Okay, so that could be a problem.
That could be a problem. So So then you got to ask yourself, like, what did Rosenstiel do to get out of it? Well, he was a brilliant businessman, and at the time, the law required that you pay taxes on your whiskey while it was aging. And he knew that if he had to pay his taxes on all this whiskey that he didn't have any customers to sell it to, it was going to bankrupt the company. And so he worked very hard. Some underhanded stuff had to go down. Mm-hmm. He was trying to get all of the other distillers to join together. And they were like, it's going to be worse for you than it is for us, bro. So we're just going to let it ride. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, he was powerful enough to create a new lobbying organization. Mm. And they were able to successfully lobby and change the law so that you do not pay taxes on the whiskey until you pull out a bond. And that, in and of itself, kept him from going bankrupt. Mm. Then the second thing that he did was he fought to have the 1964 resolution passed that we all know of, because that is the resolution that made bourbon an official product of the United States.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And this was important for him because there were a handful of large foreign bourbon producers.
Really?
Yeah. Mostly in Juarez, Mexico.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about one of the matriarchs that created that issue. But during Prohibition, there was some distilleries that relocated there. And so they thought, well, let's get rid of all foreign bourbon competition by making this officially a U.S. product. So he's able to do that. And then once he did that, he was able to go out and attack foreign markets and expand, you know, bourbon's reach and all that stuff. But it still took 35 years to work their way through it.
Now, here's the question that's on all of our minds now. You've run the numbers. They were about in a surplus of 950 million gallons then. We're about sitting at the same now. Mm-hmm. Are we going to be okay? Are we okay?
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of What You Have on Your E-Commerce Site. I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen Toppers? Yes. Do you have t-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show? We are quite possibly doing just fine.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the big reveal. So first off, all of that data doesn't account for exports.
Okay.
Okay, right. So we were comparing total production, which would be the production to cover U.S. demand and foreign demand, just comparing it against U.S. demand, which is unfair.
Yeah.
And so then I had to go on a mission to figure out how much do we actually export of whiskey? I had to go about it in a roundabout way. These numbers fluctuate wildly based on tariffs and, you know, geopolitical things that are going on and all of that stuff. So we're going to use a generic average from the last few years. Okay.
Okay.
Generally speaking, the U.S. exports about 92 million gallons of spirits, 63% of which are whiskey. We're going to assume that on average, the export market is 53 million gallons worth of inventory.
Okay.
All right. That fixes a major portion of our problem.
Yep.
So that means that the other thing is that this chart showed, which was actually quite remarkable, is that U.S. demand for whiskey hasn't really changed that much in the last 12 years. We had we had a little bit of a COVID bump, and then in 2022 was our biggest year. Mm-hmm. We were about, you know, 12... to 14 million gallons more in U.S. demand than is the average.
Yeah.
But that's not sustainable.
Right.
We all know that that had to do with a new...
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
People getting into whiskey because of COVID. There was a fear of missing out. People were bunkering a lot of things, so on and so forth. So when you look at what is sustainable, we're about 78 million gallons in demand in the U.S., and then about 58 million gallons internationally. So total, we're looking at somewhere around 137 million gallons of whiskey for domestic and foreign bottling each year.
Okay.
So
that's a lot of whiskey.
It is a lot, but we're still producing considerably more than this.
Okay.
Considerably more. And at first, I thought that we had been producing too much whiskey for the last 10 years. And it looked like we were going to have that 950 million gallon surplus by the end of 2025. But then I realized that that doesn't account for Angel share loss.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, so whenever you are reporting your whiskey production numbers, you're reporting how much you actually produced off the still.
Yeah.
But when you're bottling what's left after evaporative loss from aging.
Yeah. Wow.
And so I know from my own whiskey brands that on average, we're going to lose about 30% of each barrel based on aging. Now, if you go for longer, that percentage can go way, way up.
Yeah.
If you go shorter, that percentage can go down. But once you account for that 30%, we don't need 137 million gallons of whiskey per year to meet demand. We actually need 195 million.
Oh, okay. So we're actually a little behind.
Right. So so not behind, but if consumption statistics continue to be the way that they have been over, the last 10 years, and geopolitically we're able to export as much as we have in the past, which in the short term looks unlikely, but in the long term could be possible. We only currently have about 48 million gallons worth of whiskey that there is no buyer for.
I'll take it.
So it's not 950 million. It's only about 48 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Now there's a bunch of assumptions in these statistics. So you nerds out there, don't kill me. I'm doing the best that I can with what I can Google. But in addition to the Angel share loss, I also received some very interesting information in a recent trip to Kentucky.
Really?
And I found out that one of the major distilleries that I had pretty reliable information about how much whiskey they were producing has actually, even though they've expanded their capacity, they've actually reduced their production by about 30%. Okay. And so if you take into account that the industry has realized that there's too much demand, and if everybody across, or too much production and not enough demand, and everybody across the board does what this major distillery did, which it's likely, you know, they're hiring the same consultants and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We would want to see annual whiskey production go down from its peak, which I think was, you can look on the chart. We need to see it go down to about 200 million gallons to, and that's where we would be at.
Yeah.
We'd be around 200 million gallons.
Yeah.
And so with an average of 30% Angel share loss, that would leave us with about 140 million gallons for consumers. If we have an average demand of 137 million, then it looks like we are, you know, pretty much on track, right?
All right. Well, let's celebrate. I was scared there for a little bit.
You don't know how scared I was. I mean, I'm not joking. I freaked out when I saw this chart. So what I think is going to end up happening is that the industry has done a pretty good job with production. I think we're going to have just enough extra whiskey that we're going to get to see the average whiskey age go back up to what it should be, which would be 6 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? We've had tons and tons of brands releasing stuff, you know, down around 4 years old because there just wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. And I think this surplus is going to allow us to get that back up.
Because you have to have a little bit of the surplus to keep aging, right?
I mean,
really, that's how you get.
Yeah, we've used up a lot of the barrels that had there not been this unusual demand without the increase in production years ago. We used up a lot of the barrels before they were ready. We should have left them longer. And now we're starting to lay down a little bit extra so that we can stretch that out a little bit. And it's also going to make it possible for non-distiller producers like the Prideful Goat to reduce their costs, right? Because there's not such a shortage of barrels in the market. We'll be able to get barrels at a cheaper price.
So, I mean, it sounds like all the distilleries and the numbers are indicating that the industry has done a good job.
A pretty good job.
A reasonable job, at least, of producing the right amount of whiskey.
It looks that way based on these assumptions.
Like, I mean, whoever's working that is incredible, because all these predictions that you're making, you're like Randy said, you're predicting like 6 to 10 years
10, 20,
out.
Yeah.
And my gosh, these guys are incredible to be where we're at. And they would have never predicted COVID 6 years before that. And
right.
So to be able to manage through all that is a real credit to the industry.
For sure. I think there's so many people that were affected by the Bourbon Dark Ages that are still involved in these decision-making processes that they're actually kind of being conservative with their projections.
Yeah.
Because from their perspective, it'd be better to end up with another small shortage than it would be to end up with a 10-year surplus.
Yeah.
It's going to take 35 years to work your way through.
Right. So how does all this pertain to the Prideful Goat? What are you guys doing to kind of, you know, fall in line here and to keep up? Tell me about a little bit about y'all's.
We anticipated that the barrel shortage was very temporary. And so we have not bought barrels in a very long time. Mm. And we have very few barrels relative to our sales. Mm. And so I believe that before our contemporaries, the other non-distiller producers, who, in based on the conversations I've had, overbought at the higher prices because they were actually growing a little bit faster than we were, and they were afraid they were going to run out of liquid. Mm. And so when they got the chance, they bought extra to secure their future.
Okay.
We're going to be able to sell our way through our existing barrels and then go out and buy barrels at the lower spot market price and reduce our prices.
That's great.
And so I think that we're pretty well positioned.
You know what I think we should do to celebrate?
What do you think?
I think we should do a giveaway.
We should do a giveaway.
I think we should give away some whiskey for free to people to celebrate that whiskey is not, at least right now, not going anywhere.
Yeah. So my thought was, because this isn't associated with one brand.
Right.
But it certainly affects my brand, the Prideful Goat. Let's do a Prideful Goat giveaway.
Let's do it. I mean, just like we're talking about surplus of whiskey, we've got a little bit of surplus right here. So we want to give some away.
Yeah. So let's do 1 ounce sample packs. We're going to have 5 winners. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a pack that includes the 6-year rye, the 8-year rye, the 6-year bourbon, the 8-year bourbon, which is kind of not out to the public yet, but I've got a little bit of it. And then my new value play that's sub $50, my 12-year American cast finished Canadian rye.
Wow, okay.
And so
that's a heck of a bundle there.
Yeah, and all you have to do to enter to win is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell, which will notify you of future giveaways and future episodes, because we do a giveaway in every episode.
Yeah.
Most importantly, you have to go below the player on YouTube in the video description, hit expand, and find the web form that says free giveaway. Fill that out. We will run a randomizer, post the results publicly, reach out to the winner, get your address, and ship you your samples absolutely for free.
If you love this content, there's a couple ways you could support the channel. We mentioned this earlier in the beginning of the episode. We got a Patreon, and there's tons of benefits for that. So you can click on the link below and check out the Patreon options and find something that fits for you. And just know that every dollar that's donated toward our patrons, from our patrons to Bourbon Real Talk, is put right into action into carrying out the mission of this channel. The merch is obviously baller, and you should go check it out. It's created by whiskey lovers for whiskey lovers. So go to bourbonrealtalk.com. Check out all the merch over there. They've got everything from swag, shirts, apparel, to custom Glens. We got a new fancy laser printer downstairs engraving custom Glens for people all over the world. So if you you want to get some custom glassware done for maybe a special event or something like that, holler at us at bourbonrealtalk.com. Randy here is a real estate agent, Dallas and Houston. So if you're looking to buy or sell or real estate investing in the DFW area or Houston, hit up Randy because he gives away some pretty epic bottles as closing gifts. And so I've seen it, and it's pretty incredible. So all those links are in the description. So have a heyday down there figuring out how you want to support the mission. And speaking of the mission, Randy with the mission, what's going on?
Yeah, well, our channel, we are focused on something. I mean, obviously, we love bourbon history.
Yeah.
We love talking about whiskey. But whiskey is really just a conduit for us. We're more about connection and community.
Right.
And that
yeah.
became a personal mission of mine whenever I lost my younger brother to suicide in 2014. And I saw how he started to miss out on some of the social connections that keep people, you know, really bound to this world.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I started to become more connected to the whiskey enthusiast world. And I saw how whiskey brought people together. And I thought, maybe if I could get you connected to whiskey, whiskey would do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. But if you want connection, you do have to have a forum.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the forums were filled with negativity that we generally refer to as whiskey trolls, just kind of ruining everybody's good time.
Mm-hmm.
And those trolls taught us a couple things. One, we need to start a community that was troll-free. And we do have one of the largest whiskey enthusiast communities on Facebook in the world. It's called Bourbon Real Talk Community.
Yep.
And it's all good in the hood over there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no
great
trolls.
Things happening. We take care of the trolls super quick. And it's such a strong community base that we were able to form a suicide prevention and intervention nonprofit called livestayproject.org, and all that's administered inside the whiskey world. So we're very grateful for that opportunity. But the second thing that those trolls taught us is that if they can hate a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online. And that's why we end every broadcast the same way, and that's this: if you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.